Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for this time of intercessory prayer. We're going to get started in just a moment. Again, we want to welcome you and thank you for joining the Prophetic Intercessors Network for this time of intercessory prayer. Thank you, Lord. We ask that even as you're holding, that you would have a prayerful spirit, that you would allow your spirit man now to just reflect on the goodness of God, stay in a posture of worship as we prepare to go this morning before the throne of grace. We bless the Lord for you again for joining us this morning for our time of intercessory prayer. Again, we're going to get started in just a few moments. And as we are waiting for others to join us, I want to pause for a moment to see if there are any prayer requests on this morning at this time. Thank you, Lord. If I could have the name of the intercessors that have already joined us on this morning.
Shauna.
Good morning. Thank you,
Shauna. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Sharon. Thank you. Well, praise the Lord, we're going to go ahead and get started with those who are currently on the call. Praise the Lord. And so we're going to have Shauna to open us up on this morning, followed by Sharon, and then I will come back with the closeout. We're going to stay within that 7 to 10 minute time frame if we can. Again, Shauna will open us up, followed by Sharon. Thank you so much, Shauna. Please go ahead.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for yet another day that you've given to us. Father God, we wake up, God, with a humble heart. God, just thanking you, oh God. We thank you, God. We give you glory, God. We give you honor, God. We magnify your name, God, and we ask, oh God, that you be with us through this day, God, and have your way, oh God. Continue to reveal yourself, God, in a greater way. Continue to reveal your mysteries to us, oh God. Even as we come together, God, united, oh God, we ask, God, that your presence be manifested on this line. God, continue to bring your intercessors together, God. Continue to unite our hearts, oh God. Continue to unite our minds, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, it's our desire that we pray your mind and your thoughts. It's our desire, God, that we pray where you are, God. In this season and in this hour, God, we don't want to miss you, God, because we need you more than ever, God. We need you, God, in our churches, God. We need you in our homes, God. We need you in our communities, God. We acknowledge, God, that without you, we are nothing, God. We need you to direct our paths and order our footsteps, oh God. So continue to reveal yourself to us, oh God. Show us your grace and your mercies, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue, oh God, to show us who you are in every situation, God. God, in everything that we do, it's our desire that we glorify you. It's our desire that we magnify you and make your name great, God. It's our desire, oh God, that you will restore your spirit in this nation, oh God. We're in a time and in a season when there have been certain demons that have been unleashed, oh God. So we speak against those things, oh God. We speak against these times, oh God, and acknowledge, oh God, that there are things going on that we may not completely understand, God. We know, oh God, that we're at a place and at a time, God, when lawlessness is running rapid, oh God. We're at a season and at a time, oh God, when people would allow things to happen, oh God, that they will call those things that are wrong right, oh God, and those things that are
right, oh God, those things that follow your values and your ways, oh God, that this nation would call those things wrong, oh God. So we speak against every enemy, oh God. We speak against every demon, oh God, every lion spirit, oh God. God, everything that will get us out of your destiny and out of your will, oh God, we call those things out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, it's our prayer, oh God, that you would remove the scales from the eyes of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would enlarge, oh God, even our ability, God, to see you, Jesus, to see where you are, God. God, to recognize your voice and your spirit, oh God. God, so I pray that you would anoint the eyes of your people, God. Anoint their eyes, oh God, so that they can see where you are, oh God. Anoint their eyes, oh God, even so that their discerning capacity increases, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, even anoint our ears, oh God, so that we can recognize every trick and every device of the enemy, oh God. God, so that your voice will be louder than any other voice, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we need you more than ever, oh God. God, so we pray, oh God, that you would lift up a hedge of protection around your people, oh God. God, that you would release your warring angels on behalf of your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, oh God, that you would speak to us, oh God. Speak to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, speak to your people, oh God. God, give us vision and give us direction and give us strategy, oh God. God, even as you continue to bring us together, oh God. God, as you continue to unite the body of Christ, oh God, we pray, oh God, that you would bring individuals from across, oh God, the world, oh God, from the four corners of the world, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would unite those, oh God, in far off countries, oh God. We pray, oh God, for South Africa, God. We pray for Australia, oh God, and even Europe, oh God, South America, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you would unite your intercessors, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, so as we come before you this morning, God, as we come before you, God, we come before you with one heart, oh God, with one mind, oh God, with a united front, oh God, declaring that we need you, oh God. God, so speak to us, oh God, so that we're able to pray your thoughts, oh God, so that we're able to pray your mind, oh God. God, it's our desires that our prayers don't go amiss, oh God. God, but help us so that our prayers are targeted and strategic, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, help us so that our prayers, oh God, will follow your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that your word, God, that your word is alive, oh God, that your word is alert, God, that your word is active, oh God, and that you will watch over it to perform it, oh God. God, we know that your word shall not return void, oh God. So we walk in your victory, oh God, declaring, oh God, the atmosphere, oh God, declaring, oh God, victory over our communities, oh God, victory over our homes and over our churches, oh God. Victory, oh God, over every political agenda, oh God. God, everything that comes against your people, oh God. Everything that's been released, oh God, against men, oh God, and against our youth, oh God, and against families, oh God, and even against the body of Christ, oh God. God, these things that have been sent, oh God, for distractions, oh God, to move us out of your will and out of your destiny, oh God. The spirit of hatred that's been released, oh God. The spirit of murder and suicide, oh God, that's been released, oh God. We take jurisdictional authority over these things, oh God, by your power, oh God, and by your might, oh God. So even as the enemy will try to advance, oh God, we pray, oh God, that you would unite us, oh God, for the advancement of the kingdom, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pull on your authority, God. We pull on your anointing, oh God. We pull on your favor, oh God, and we walk, oh God, in the anointing and the capacity that you've given to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we ask, oh God, that you would change the hearts of our leaders, oh God. God, those that have been set in positions, oh God, that goes against your words, oh God, even, oh God, when laws, oh God, when the Congress will try to pass things, oh God, that goes against your word, oh God, those things that are contrary to your will, oh God, we pray, oh God, God, that there are individuals, oh God, that have been raised up, oh God, God, that will take authority over these things, oh God. We pray, oh God, for Christian leaders, oh God, Christian politicians, oh God, Christian lawyers, oh God, in the name name of Jesus, oh God. God, that they will speak your mind, oh God, that they will speak your heart, oh God. God, that you would give them the capacity and the platform to do so, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that they be persuaded by your agenda and not their own agenda, oh God. God, cause them to not move to the left nor to the right without hearing from you first, oh God. God, we pray your will be done in this earth, God, as it is in heaven, oh God. God, so even as we recognize the times that we're in, oh God, even as we recognize those things that are taking place, oh God, we make declarations and decrees against heaven, oh God. God, that you would manifest those things that are in heaven here on this earth, oh God. We pray for your spirit, oh God. We pray, oh God, that your kingdom come, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And when we pray these things, God, we understand what we're asking, oh God. God, so we pray that you would give strength to your people, oh God. God, that you continue to increase our faith, oh God. So even now, oh God, we pray for miracles of the old, oh God. God, that you would show yourself just as you did before, oh God. God, so that people's faith is increased, oh God, so that they know and recognize who you are, but more importantly, oh God, who they belong to, oh God. In the name of Jesus, reveal yourself, oh God. Show yourself, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, and we ask, oh God, if there's anything that hinders our prayers, oh God, if there's anything that separates us, oh God, if there's anything, oh God, that will take your presence away from us, oh God, God, reveal those things to us, oh God. Search our hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you won't take your spirit away from your people, oh God. God, that you won't allow us to be left to ourselves, oh God. God, but that you will quiet our minds in the stillness of the hour, oh God. God, that you would begin to speak to us, oh God, when we make room, oh God, and when we make time for you, oh God. Speak to us, oh God, and don't go silent, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we pray, oh God, for the remnants, oh God, that they raise up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, oh God, for those that are sleeping on their gifts and on their anointing and on their callings, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will stir up the gifts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will stir up, oh God, everything that you placed on the inside of us, oh God. God, it's our desire, oh God, that we be all that you called us to be, oh God, that we don't sleep on our assignments, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, but that we stand on our assignments and on our walls, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to have your way, oh God. Continue to move, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Continue to move, oh God, in this earth, oh God. Continue to raise up your people, oh God. And it's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God, for this prayer this morning. We thank you, oh God, for gathering us together. We thank you, oh God, for being our Lord and our Savior, our Keeper and our Sustainer. Oh God, we bless your name this morning. And God, we say, have your way. We bless you for you being God, for you being our keeper, for you being our healer, our deliverer, our way maker. Oh God, for being our rock of salvation. We bless you, oh God. And we say this morning that there is none like you in all of the earth. There's none, oh God, that we would dare compare to you. Thank you, oh God, for healing our bodies, for touching our minds. Oh God, for allowing us this day to be able to bless your name, to gather together this morning, oh God, to be able to call on that matchless name, Jesus Christ. Oh God, we come thanking you and praising you, giving you glory, giving you honor, this opportunity, oh God. We want to put you first. We want you to know, oh God, how great thou art. We want you to know, oh God, that we love you with our whole heart. We want you to know, oh God, that we stand, oh God, believing that you are the true and the living God. And so, God, this morning we come calling on your name. We come, oh God, bowing to your sovereignty. We come, oh God, this morning wanting and needing more of you, oh God. And so, God, this morning, just as intercessors, God, just as those representatives standing in the gap. We stand on behalf of others, oh God, saying that you are our great God. And we're saying that we need you, oh God. And we're saying, oh God, that you visit us, oh God, not just this generation, but generations past and generations to come, oh God, that you would be with us, oh God, that you would help us, that you would show us, that you would reveal your truth unto us. And so, God, this morning we come because your word said to call those things that are not as though they were, oh God. So we call United States of America back into the righteousness of God. We call, oh God, the United States of America from the White House, oh God, in the schoolhouse, oh God, sitting on the Supreme Court, in our house, oh God, in the church house, that they would bow to your sovereignty and to your will and your word, oh God. We call, oh God, our neighbors and our communities, oh God, that we would come together in righteousness and in truth, oh God. We call, oh God, those things that are not of you, oh God, to be diminished, and those things that are about you, oh God, that they would increase. So we say, God, allow the increase of the wisdom of God. Allow, oh God, increase, oh God, of the love of God. Allow increase, oh God, to fill this country and this earth, oh God, with your patience, with your power, oh God. Allow the increase of the Holy Ghost that it may rest, rule, and abide in our lives on a daily basis. Oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Allow the increase of forgiveness, oh God, in this earth, that we would forgive each other as you have forgiven us, oh God. Allow increase of repentance in this land, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would allow us to repent, that God, we would wake up even in this Saturday morning with a repentant heart, oh God, that we would wake up and see righteousness for righteousness and truth for truth. Pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we will be a nation that would bow its knees to you and only you, oh God. And so this morning, oh God, we call those things that are not as though they were. We call relationships between husbands and wives back together. We call, oh God, brothers and fathers that are at odds and that are not speaking to each other back together. We call mothers and daughters and mothers and sons who have lost their relationship, oh God, by following behind the world and not your laws and your will, oh God, back into relationship. Oh God, we call, oh God, sisters and brothers in Christ who have lost the love that you have given us, oh God. And we ask, oh God, that you would bring us back into relationship. For God, we realize that you have created relationship, oh God. And so, God, we call those things that are not as though they were. We pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would renew and restore and revive, oh God, that we will become a nation that will love you with our whole heart. So, God, we ask that you would remove the scale from our eyes and remove the hardness from our hearts. God, we stand this morning as a representative, and we ask, oh God, that you would bend your ear to our prayer and our call. God, you know what we need. And so, God, this morning we're standing in the need of prayer. We know, oh God, that we need you like never before. But you know, oh God, where we need you. You know, oh God, that we need to seek you first
and all of your righteousness. Oh God, we know that we need, oh God, to turn from our wicked ways so you can hear from heaven. We know, oh God, that we need to repent before you and change our ways. We know, oh God, that we need to take the scales of our eyes, for we know that we are right in our own eyes, but God, we know we need to be right in your eyes. Oh God, so we ask this morning that you would have your way, oh God, with us, your creation. God, don't leave us unto our own selves, but visit us this morning and have your way. Deal with us, oh God. Deal with our heart that has become selfish, that God, we pray more about things than we pray about our sisters and our brothers, oh God, that are lost, that are bound, oh God, that are suffering it with mental illness, that are stuck and strung out on drugs. Help us, dear God. Help us to be who you've created us to be. And so, God, this morning we call it as though it were, oh God, we call us back unto you, oh God. We call our ways to be pleasing unto you. We call our thoughts and our mind to be on one accord, oh God, regardless of what we're black or white, oh God, Republican or Democrat, old or young, God, we ask that you would reunite us, oh God, as one. So we call, oh God, division to be removed and oneness to be increased. Oh God, we pray this morning that you would have your way. Oh God, even in our homes and on our jobs, God, we pray that you would remove, oh God, all division, all deception, oh God, and cause us, oh God, to find your oneness in love, your oneness in truth, your oneness in righteousness, oh God. And we say today that you are the great, true, and living God. And so, God, we bow down to you this morning, and we worship you, oh God. Help us, oh God, even as the church, to worship you in spirit and in truth, in oneness, oh God. Help us, oh God, to remove the titles and the positions, oh God, and to worship you in spirit and in truth, oh God. Help us, oh God, to love each other and not to remove the class, oh God, and the race and the circumstances, oh God, and to worship you in oneness, in spirit, and in truth, oh God. And so, God, we say this morning, even deal with the body of Christ, oh God, so we can be the example in this earth this morning, and help us, oh God, to be one with you, oh God, one with our Lord and our Savior. Oh God, change our ways, that we no longer are seeking after things for our own selves and doing our own will, but God, that we would submit to the will of Jesus Christ. And God, if we got it wrong, we ask this morning that you would help us to get it right, that you would deal with our heart, oh God, and our mind, even our soul, oh God, that it may be in oneness, truth, oh God, and we thank you for it now. We give you glory, oh God. Help us not to resist the truth, oh God, but help us. Soul and our mind and our heart to submit to your truth, oh God. Submit to the Spirit when it speaks to us, oh God. Help us, oh God, and teach us how to submit to the Spirit even when we want to submit to our own truth, oh God. Allow us, oh God, give us the strength and the power, and show us, oh God, who we and why we ought to obey the Spirit of truth. We need you, oh God. We need you like never before, and we thank you this morning for being our great and wonderful and patient God. Thank you for having patience with us. Thank you for your long suffering towards us. Thank you, oh God, for visiting us, for keeping us, oh God, for sustaining us. Thank you, oh God, for keeping our minds and our families from harm. We thank you, oh God. This morning we woke up to thank you. We woke up, oh God, to give you glory. If we forgot to give you praise this week, we stand this Saturday thanking you, oh God, for you have been gracious unto us. We thank you for keeping us, although we have been a disobedient nation. You have still kept us from harm. You held back the hand of terrorism, oh God. We give you glory, oh God. We give you praise. We thank you for keeping our children when they go to school from their goings and their comings. Oh God, we thank you for keeping them, oh God, from those that would kidnap them, those that are trying to manipulate them, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for keeping their minds and for keeping them, oh God, and protecting them. We thank you, oh God, for keeping our homes when we go and when we come. You've kept it from the intruder. You kept it from the robber and the thief. You kept it, oh God, from floods and from fires. God, you have been gracious unto us, and we thank you. We don't take it for granted, but we thank you, oh God, for being God and for keeping us and sustaining us and watching over us and protecting us. You are a great God, and we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor. And we pray it all in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior and soon coming King. Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to your name, Father. Thank you, God. Hallelujah to you this morning, oh God, our righteous King, our everlasting Father, our Prince of Peace, God. Our hearts are glad this morning that we can come before you with thanksgiving and prayers of supplication. We thank you, oh God, that we stand in agreement this morning for every prayer that has gone forth. Father, we are joyful this morning, oh God. We stand in agreement, oh God, knowing that you are our God and there is none like you. We stand in agreement this morning, God, that you are giving us a renewed mind this morning, oh God, and a refreshing in our spirits, oh God. We speak into this atmosphere deliverance. We speak this in this atmosphere the power of your love, your unfailing love this morning, oh God. Our hearts are grateful this morning, God. We stand in agreement, oh God, that you are our refuge, our strength, oh God. We thank you that you are our God and there's none like you. We stand in agreement, oh God, that you are our present help in time of trouble. God, we stand in agreement that we will not fear, oh God, though the earth be removed this morning, oh God, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters therefore roar and be troubled. We know that you are with us this morning, oh God, and we are honored, oh God, to be in the midst of the Creator, to be in the midst of our Father who art in heaven, oh God. We thank you, O God, that you are our eternal hope this morning, O God. We thank you, O God, that our trust is in you, O God. We thank you, O God, that you are our joy and our peace, O God. We thank you, O God, that there is none like you, O God. We thank you, O God, that the waters will not overtake us, O God. And even if the fire is coming and the fiery darts are placed at us, you are our shield and our buckler, O God. You are our refuge this morning, and we're grateful to you, O God. So, Father, God, we stand in agreement, oh God, at the power of your Holy Ghost being released again. Once again, we thank you for your spirit, oh God, that you've given us, oh God, that you promised, and God, as your word said, that you would be with us always. And God, we thank you for the spirit of your love this morning and the spirit of the living God, and we bless your name this morning. And God, we lift up the brokenhearted this morning, oh God, yes. We lift up the broken heart this morning, oh God. Father, there are many, oh God, that may have given up hope, oh God. Many that are The hearts have been troubled, oh God, through bereavement, through loss, oh God. But Father God, we are in agreement this morning because you called us to be intercessors for the brokenhearted this morning. Father God, you called us to be the one that's watching and stand on the wall to intercept the pain and the grief this morning, oh God. And as we pray for them, God, cover us with your blood, oh God. We stand in agreement, oh God, because we sense, oh God, the spirit of compassion, oh God, for them this morning, oh God. For those who recently have lost their mothers, oh God. Those that recently lost a child or their father, oh God, or family member, oh God, in that name of Jesus, oh God. We know that your spirit has come to mend their hearts. We know that your spirit has been released to give them comfort. We know, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that you are their peace, oh God. So we ask that their hearts be prepared, oh God. We ask that their emotions, oh God, will receive this intercession prayer of love for them, oh God. For those, oh God, have lost loved ones in gun violence, oh God, have mercy, oh God. Where questions are being asked why, where doubts are being raised, oh God. We speak, oh God, in the atmosphere this morning, oh God, against the spirit of loss, oh God, the spirit of despair, oh God, the spirit of confusion, oh God. And as your word says that you are closer to them than any mother or father, oh God. So we thank you, oh God, for being their peace. We thank you, oh God, for being their comfort, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for giving them strength, oh God, physical strength, oh God, as their emotions are disturbed, oh God. But this morning we pray and thank you in advance that you are there with them. You're present, oh God. You're their help, oh God. And those that are around them, oh God, Word God, we pray that the words of comfort will be there. And even, God, if the words of comfort are not to be spoken, but just the presence, oh God, for those, oh God, that stand in agreement with them this morning, oh God. So we thank you, oh God, for your love, oh God, your unconditional love for them, oh God. We thank you for restoring them at the appointed time to a place of peace. We thank you, oh God, for giving them the hope, oh God, of their salvation this morning. And for those, oh God, that are dealing with grief that do not know you, oh God, we ask, oh God, as intercessors this morning for them, oh God, that they will have an ear to hear, oh God, that their spirit, oh God, that they will not turn away, oh God, but they will come to you kneeling and bowing, and as you pull on their heartstrings this morning, oh God, that they will feel the love, oh God, that they know that they have not been forsaken, that they will have a repentant heart, that they will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that they will understand that he was wounded, oh God. He was bruised, oh God, but he rose with all power in his hand for their hearts to be turned towards them. So we speak the spirit of salvation this morning for those who are grieved and do not know you, oh God. We speak the spirit of salvation, oh God, the spirit of conversion, oh God, the transformation of their hearts to you this morning, oh God. And God, we thank you, oh God, and that there will be a testimony, oh God, that they found you, oh God, knowing that you love them with unfailing love and that your love draws them to you, oh God, this morning, oh God, and we thank you, oh God. Father God, we know, oh God, in all things that we are more than conquerors through you who loves us, oh God, and we're convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, hallelujah, God of our sea, neither the presence nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from your love, oh God. So we stand in agreement for your love this morning, oh God. We stand in agreement, oh God, that we're not separated from you because you are with us, and that we, oh God, we are in Christ Jesus, our Lord, this morning, oh God. And we are honored to know that you're hearing us as we're speaking, oh God. Our hearts are glad that we know that you are answering this petition of prayer of intercession for the brokenhearted this morning, oh God. Renew and revive this morning, oh God, and only you can, oh God. We bless your name, Father, for being joy this morning. We bless your name this morning, oh God, for being our refuge, oh God, for being our shield and buckler, oh God, as the spirit of prayer goes out to those who have lost, oh God. Give them, oh God, and we know that you will, oh God, because we're standing in agreement as your word says two or three are gathered. We're gathered in your name. We're gathered in the spirit of the living God this morning. So we thank you, oh God, for renewing renewed strength, oh God. We thank you for the renewed power of your Holy Ghost falling in the places of the hearts that are broken, oh God. Recapture, reclaim, oh God, that only the way you can, oh God. We stand in agreement, oh Father God, our Father who art in heaven for them this morning, oh God. Joy unspeakable and full of glory for them this morning, oh God. Hope be unto them, oh God. You are their eternal hope this morning, God. So we thank you for every family on this line that maybe has experienced loss, oh God. Lost, oh God, but you, oh God, have come to capture their hearts this morning. You have come to revive them this morning, God. So we thank you for your love, oh God. We thank you for your unconditional love for them this morning, oh God. We stand in agreement for their hearts, oh God, to be amended back to you, oh God. We bless your name, oh God, for covering them, oh God. We stand in agreement for the wife, oh God, who doesn't understand why her husband walked away. We stand in agreement for the husband that doesn't understand why his wife has walked away. We stand in agreement this morning for the child who has rebelled, oh God. But your word said it be honor, oh God. If they honor their parents, then their lives will be long, oh God. So we pray for the child. We pray for the child who has been who walked away as prodigal. We call them forth back to the place of redemption. We call forth the spirit of forgiveness for them this morning. God, we pray, oh God, for the brokenness, oh God. You are the one. You are the one who can redeem the broken heart. You're the one that can make the crooked way straight this morning. So we're grateful to you this morning for making the crooked way straight, oh God. For the hearts, oh God, mending them back together, oh God. For the spirit of forgiveness, oh God, your word said that in order for us to receive forgiveness, we must forgive, oh God. So we pray, oh God, as the hearts come back together, that the emotions are restored in the spirit of forgiveness. We thank you, oh God, for doing this for us this morning. We thank you for doing it for them this morning. We pray for the body of Christ, oh God, where we are short, oh God. We pray for the spirit of accountability and integrity for the body of Christ this morning. Restore us to the rightful place. Forgive us, oh God, for our shortcomings, oh God. We stand in agreement for healing this morning, for the mind, soul, and spirit, for the psychic of your people this morning. And God, we give you honor and we give you glory for doing this day. We are joyful, oh God, that you love us, oh God, in spite of who we are and in spite of the things that we've done. We thank you for your blood. Oh, we thank you for the blood of Jesus this morning. Hallelujah for the blood of Jesus this morning that washes away our sins, that washes away the cares, oh God. We thank you for the blood this morning, the power of the resurrected blood of Jesus Christ. And our hearts are joyful this morning. Our tears are flowing because we know that you're with us, God. We stand in agreement this morning because there's none like you in the power of the resurrection of your spirit. And God, we go forth, oh God, in this day. Oh, God, we look for you in every way that we walk this day, oh, God. We experience you again this day. Renewness in you this morning, oh, God. We're renewed once again, oh, God, because you're faithful, oh, God. You're a faithful God, and we honor your presence, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, for renewed strength for every family on this line and everyone connected to us, oh, God. By the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you for the prophetic word that going forth, oh, God, into this nation, oh God, the prophetic word that will break the yokes and break the back of the enemy. And we bless your name for the prophetic word, oh God. Your word is everlasting, oh God. And we stand in agreement this morning by the power of your word. And we're blessed to know, and we are standing this morning in the power of the resurrected power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we believe it to be so in his name.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord. God, we bless you this morning, and we just honor you today, Lord. We thank you for life. We thank you, Lord God, for just the opportunity to come before you in prayer. We thank you, Lord God, for every prayer of intercession that has gone up before you today. We thank you, Lord God, for the sound that is released in the airwave, oh God. Lord God, we give your name the glory and the honor today for just being our God. Ekora mandoshe. Oh God, ekora mandoshe, ekora mansia. Our God, we bless you, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh God, for your power that reigns. And God, we just give you glory today, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, and we just praise you. Let's just give God some glory this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Every heart, let's just praise him on this morning for who he is. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's just give God some glory this morning. Every voice, just begin to give God praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for all that he has done. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, we just bless you today. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father. We give you praise, hallelujah. We magnify your name, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness and your kindness, for your long-suffering towards us, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Just come on, let's give him some glory this morning, saints. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, God. Jesus.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
And
yes, Lord.
To you this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
God.
Yes, Lord.
You are wonderful, God. You are an awesome
Jesus.
God. You out,
yes, Lord.
God, and we
yes,
bless
God.
Your name this morning.
Lord, yes,
Lord. Have your way, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, have your way. Have your way.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Gracious unto us. And we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless
thank
your
you,
name,
God.
Oh, God.
My Lord,
we
my
lift
Savior,
you
my
up this morning.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, give him glory. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
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 Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank you,
God.
Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for being with us,
oh
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh, Koramando, Shikemandia. Jesus, Koramando, Shikodamandia.
Jesus.
Koramando, Shatamandia.
Jesus.
Koramando, Shikodamandia. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, 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 Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Worthy of the
praise. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we give him glory this morning. We believe, hallelujah, that God has done all he wants to do this morning. We thank him for the spirit of prayer and intercession this morning that has taken place on this line. We thank God for the voice of the intercessors. We thank God for a time of prayer. We give him glory for it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We ask that you continue to pray for the concerns of our nation. Continue to pray one for another. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. As you go throughout this day, that you might remain in a spirit of prayer. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And that the Spirit of God will continue to lead and to guide and direct you. On this day, again, we thank you for joining us for this time of intercessory prayer. This concludes our time of intercession of this morning. God bless you and go in peace.
God bless you.
Man.